3.
3.
3 things you need to know.
This morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, right now people are dealing with the closure of Trans Mountain, 375, east and west, because of a big accident. What's going to be hassling you on your commute for the first 3 months of this year, however, is going to be even more road construction. TxDOT says the first 3 months of the year will be filled with construction and traffic headaches, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon, so don't expect it. Yeah, part of it is the GO10 project over here on the west side.
Right.
They're going to be demolishing the flyover entrance ramp to I-10 East and then extending the current Sunland Park overpass. That's going to take about 3 months to complete, with tons of closings, tons of, you know, those weekend 28-hour shutdowns that they love to do and all that stuff like that. And then the new headache is going to be in East Central by the Fountains at Farrah and Sierra Vista Mall, because they're going to change the mess that they made there when they put in the fountains at Farrah.
Right.
And they thought that they had figured it out, but yeah, no, but they did not.
No, they're going to do that whole braided thing, which I found out is kind of like where they put, they're going to build like a ramp or something over. So it'll be doing this kind of number.
Okay.
So that you will have.
Kind of like at UTEP?
I suppose. I don't really know which part of UTEP you're referring to, but in doing that, you will have more of a view of what's going on or what you're about to get into, because they're also going to extend it further out,
okay,
right, so that it's not so close together the way it is now. So, yeah, that is going to take some work to do.
Yeah.
And I imagine there's also going to be a lot of closures going on around that stuff.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be ugly. And the best thing is that they swear it's only going to take 11 months. So hopefully, God, the horrible holiday traffic won't be made even worse.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, of course, that's also going to depend on weather and so
many
and
all
other
that stuff.
Intangibles.
Yeah. The next thing you need to know about is that Donald Trump has a really big nuclear button.
That's what I heard.
It's bigger than Kim Jong-un's.
I heard that.
And
yes,
it works.
Yes.
So what happened was on New Year's Day, Kim Jong-un said that the United States needs to calm their jets, cool their jets, because he's got a nuclear button on his desk, and he's not afraid to use it.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump tweeted, "Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I too have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works."
I know, that's really juvenile. It is so middle schoolish of him.
Lord. And then he said,
you know, especially, you know, being our president and all.
Yeah.
But that's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
At the same time, it's also funny.
Yeah. It's like, and then he followed that up with, "I'm rubber and you're glue.
Yeah.
What you say bounces off me sticks to you." Lord.
And then Kim Yi was like, "I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Oh, my God. These two people have nuclear weapons at their control.
Yes.
And then the last thing you need to know about is you might win the Mega Millions or the Powerball and build yourself an underground shelter, because you're going to need it. Nobody won the Mega Millions last night. It jumps to 418. It was right around 400. They're saying that it could add another 15 to 20 million by Friday when the next drawing is, because so many people are going to be buying tickets.
Now, the Mega Millions, that's part of the Texas lottery.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Powerball is the national one.
Right.
And that one is at 440 as of like 6 o'clock this morning. But they said that they're expecting potentially before the drawing this evening, and it is this evening.
Right.
Potentially another $10 million could jump into it or more.
Yeah.
Because they're like, yeah, people get crazy with these kind of things.
You know that if you were to win both of them, let's say you were that lucky.
Right.
You hit both the Mega Millions and the Powerball lottery this week. That would make you in excess of $800 million.
Oh, wow.
It still wouldn't be more than a couple of years ago.
A billion.
When the Powerball was over $1 billion.
Yeah.
And I think, what, three people split that?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I don't need $1 billion.
No.
I don't need $1 billion.
I don't need them. I'll take them.
Sure. If you want to give them to me, okay.
Yeah, I would be happy with like that El Paso one
a million ago.
Just hit that. Give me $1 million. Or actually, it's 600,000 after, you know,
good
the
enough.
Government takes their cut.
Good
but
enough.
I'm okay with that.
Sure. A little investing, a little, you know, budgeting.
Sure.
Can make that last.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Not even my family would know about it.
I know, right?
That's how I would make it last.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, hey.
And I don't just mean like my brothers and sisters.
No,
I
everybody.
Mean like my immediate family.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, if you think about it, if you won the Powerball or the Mega Millions, one of those you have to tell who you are.
No, not anymore.
No?
That is also one of the new laws that went into effect yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. No longer does the Texas lottery, here in Texas, do you have to reveal your name or who you are anymore.
Publicly.
You can opt out now.
That's nice.
One of the new laws here in Texas.
Because
you can opt out.
See, I was going to have to spend at least, you know, a couple hundred thousand to make somebody go up there and take all the pictures.
No, you
take all the grief.
You
oh,
don't
good.
Have to anymore. You can opt out now.
Oh, good.
Right?
See, more money for your Beamer.
Absolutely. I can buy two of them now.
Right? Exactly.
Three things you need to know. Three things people are talking about today. It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.